We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Welcome to Pod Watcher, the official podcast of Watcher Entertainment. I'm Shane Madej.
I'm Stephen Lim.
And I'm Lizzie Lockard.
This is the show where we chat about whatever's on our minds every week. And this week we're talking about pajamas.
Shopping.
Comfort shows, baby. Yeah. We're talking comfort shows.
Yeah.
And before we start off today, just a reminder to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening, YouTube, Apple, Spotify. And leave us a comment or a like. It really helps the show. It goes a long way.
Hello, everybody.
Ryan's not here. Ryan's ill.
Sorry.
I'm in the middle, so I feel like I should be hosting.
Oh.
But I don't really want to.
We're all the hosts of the show. I mean, Lizzie is the surrogate host today.
Something about being in the middle, though, feels...
The pressure?
I don't like it. I don't like being over here.
Oh, I hate that. See, I always come in... first, and I sit down on one of the corner pieces because that seat right there.
Is this your preferred seat? I like a seat where I can lean, and I feel like I won't be able to lean there with the location of the mic.
And this one, is my watch too loud? Do you hear it ticking?
What?
It's
no.
A loud watch.
He's so anxious.
I'm having such a hard time today. I need more coffee.
I was watching an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they like switch seats in the dinner because someone can't middle.
Yeah, that's how
you're not a good middle. You're not a good middle. And Ryan is a really good middle.
He's a great middle. He is.
He's a great middle.
I'm always the end of the table. Always. Never middle. And I'm in a concert. I you know in like the pits and everything when you have an open pit. I'm always at the end. I don't like going in the middle. I'm too claustrophobic.
You're not a big mosher.
In fact, recently I was at the, this weekend I was at the People's Choice Award.
Whoa.
I was.
Oh, big deal.
Friend,
Stephen Lim, baby.
Simu was the People's Host this weekend.
People's Host.
Host of the people.
He's the actual People's Simu. Host.
Well, I'm the People's List.
Right.
Which, I've never claimed to be the People's Host.
Adam Sandler, he won the Icon Award. And by the way, his body of work is crazy. Like they showed like his hits and it literally was like a 10-minute session, like a little montage. But yeah. his speech was him accepting the People's Sexiest Man Award.
Well, now that's like, funny.
As a joke, obviously, but it was a very funny bit.
He's got that all figured out now, he's just making stuff over at Netflix. He makes like 10 movies a year.
Do you guys have a favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Ooh.
Can I say it? Punch Drunk Love.
Ooh.
Is that too indie?
Shouldn't count.
Adam Sandler indie.
If I'm going...
We're talking classic Adam.
Let me think about his sort of classics.
Happy Madison production.
A Happy Madison production. Yes. I do like Billy Madison a lot. And this, I don't know how any of these hold up.
Yeah, for sure.
I really do like The Wedding Singer. I feel like that one's largely... pretty funny, but yeah, Billy Madison's probably. Who are you?
I've always been a sucker for 50 First Dates.
I was just about to say that.
Never seen it.
Just about to say that. That's such a great movie.
Samwise Gamgee, he wears a mess shirt. You know the actor who plays him. What's his name?
Sean
Astin. Yeah, it's before Lord of the Rings. He is this
post Rudy.
Yes,
pre Samwise,
and he has a mess shirt, and like he like. Makes his pecs bounce, and I think about that a lot.
That sounds fun.
No, it's good.
50 First Dates did come out after Lord of the Rings.
Did it really?
2004.
Get out.
Yeah. Oh. So he was sort of in the middle of
this. Like fact checking us. I don't like having Matt in here. I'm gonna make up
Get
facts.
Him out of here.
You're fired.
Get him out of here.
Scram. Okay, whatever. Maybe I just didn't see 50
Lizzie First just ejecting people like Trump at a rally.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, it probably came out before Return of the King, though, or after Return of the King. I don't know.
When did those all come out? What, yeah,
I
when
think
did
2001, 2003?
Those are.
Oh, yeah, Return of the King came
than...
out. Because, 2004 Oscars were when it racked up all the
That's
awards.
Wild.
Real quick, back to the Adam Sandler speech.
Simu.
It was cool because, I mean, it's People's Choice Award, which you can tell clearly, like, it's the award that the celebrities don't want to go to.
Sure.
The show. I mean, well, the way it worked was like...
Direct people.
Sorry. And, well, okay.
There's one thing celebrities hate, it's people making choices.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. But they, like, the system was, you know, the celebrity would get their award, and then, like, a lot of them didn't want to stay around for the whole thing, so they would leave. Mm. But there was a system that they would pull random people in to sit in their seat fillers. After they leave. So they were seat fillers. Were you ever a seat filler?
No, I wanted to when I first moved out of here. My aunt lived in California for years, and when I was younger, she told me about being a seat filler at the Oscars or something, and I was like, my dream! Yeah. It is no longer my dream.
Do they pay for that?
I think they do.
They got
100 people in that seat filler like area.
Pen, bullpen.
Yeah, I was not. I was just like hanging out by the seat fillers.
Do you get to eat? Do you get food?
And the food was like a Lunchable.
I don't think you can. I don't think
Lunchable.
It was tiny. It wasn't actually Lunchable, but it was tiny. There was not enough food for you to eat. Sorry, Lizzie, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think seat fillers get to eat. I think they have a bunch of rules where it's like, don't talk to the people you're sitting with. Don't look at them. Don't do anything. You're just
it's
warm body.
Because it's the People's Choice Award, but then the people are treated like...
Not everyone's a coastal elite like we are. They don't know about award shows. Can you tell? Yeah, explain.
Yeah, yeah. So like, okay. I was starstruck by Tom Hiddleston. The man is beautiful in all of his glory. Just commanded the entire room. He got his award, though, and straight up left. Just walked out the door.
Power to him.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there. But as he's going out, then there's like a line in the pit. 30 people long, and they say, okay, you guys sit in Tom's seat, and his friend.
Do they find like their closest, like, okay, that guy's got longish hair.
No,
he looks a little bit mischievous.
It's just a line.
You're filling for Hiddleston.
It's not even like that.
They're not trying to find doppelgangers. No. That'd be funny if, like, as the award went on, you just started to see people just sort of look like the
Wish.com versions of celebrities.
Yeah. I think they're pre-vetted good-looking people, though.
What were there any other big names you saw there?
And Jennifer Aniston was there.
Aniston?
Yeah. Have you ever seen her in person?
No. Whoa.
No.
I don't think so.
And I was with Tammy, so I can say this, but I couldn't stop looking at Jennifer Aniston.
You were like,
how are you this
shark eyeballs? Like, your tongue rolled out.
All right, I set myself up for this.
Rob drops over, he has to like pull it down like a shutter.
But she came out, I think, for Adam Sandler. Like, she came out because she wanted to present the award for Adam.
Yeah,
very cool. She stuck around for a bit. It was a good time. Good time.
That's fun.
Yeah. What's your favorite award show you've been to?
The one where I got an award was definitely the dopest one.
Nice.
The Character Media, the one that we talked about last week.
How
2 weeks ago.
How heavy's give was, us a
oh, that
what's
one
the
was
heft?
Heavy.
What that heft be like?
Probably about like a small toddler.
Wow.
It felt like it.
Dimensions or weight? Just wait.
Yeah. A small toddler is like 30 pounds.
Okay, maybe not a toddler.
Yeah,
maybe like between an infant.
What's a toddler? 3, 2?
Yeah, 3.
Yeah.
Heavier than some of my friends' babies, though, I'll tell you that. I've been to award shows where...
Did you hold them both at the same time?
I hold them both.
Baby in one hand, award in the other.
Like a justice weight.
VidCon was... Not VidCon. What was it?
Streamies. Yeah, that was fun.
Hey.
This year we all went. You guys won.
3-time Streamy Award winner right here.
Yeah.
Ba-bang. And I wish I kind of prepared my speech better for those. Because if you go back and watch my Streamy Award speeches, they're bad. They're really bad. I didn't even go to win. We were like up against like Sean Evans from Hot Ones and I don't know, other cool people.
Yeah. That was fun. We went and didn't win and just got to enjoy the dinner.
Were you guys nominated for an award?
I think we were. Yeah, I think
there's no Ghost Hunter category.
No, it was like comedy or something. But I don't think BuzzFeed Unsolved is that wasn't a comedy. It was some serious investigation.
Was it a comedy?
I don't think it's a funny show. I don't think Ghost Files is very funny.
You're talking to the producer of Ghostbusters and you're left. Well, is it Ghostbusters comedy?
Well, Lizzie takes it very seriously.
I love
heading into season three, my notes for it was less bits.
Yeah.
And I do plan to maintain that.
Do you want less
there were,
comedy?
I do think there could be less. I think season two was really fun and I enjoyed the length of some episodes, but I was like, we could cut some of these bits.
Yeah. You know, I think in large part, we'll go into these places and there's, at the end of the day, the amount of bits compared to actual ghost hunting is, you know, there's probably more talking than not talking, which not necessarily a bad thing. Some of the tools require talking.
Yeah.
Moments of silence, usually when Ryan's like, let's take a moment of silence, it's maybe 10 seconds.
I think there's more than that. Collectively, there tends like
10 to 20, maybe. Every once in a while, you guys will get a long one in there, but not a lot is edited out of those. I think mostly because you're used to just talking so much on camera. Yeah.
Mm. And I'm happy to talk less.
I mean, you know, I think it's fine. We just, after this season, we were like, maybe we do talk less.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I like that.
We should do a fully silent episode like Buffy.
In black and white.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know? Or
like
no
a
video.
Silent movie.
No video, no sound.
A podcast.
No video.
Like John Cage. Yeah. That'll be really
good. Unsolved was...
what was it?
Best documentary. Nominated for best documentary.
Best
documentary.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice. Lost to the Secret World of Jeffree Star. Shane Dawson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Classic Jeffrey.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Now, these sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors! And lucky for you, you don't have to compromise to get both cleanliness and comfort, as Miracle Sheets feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels without the high price tag of other luxury brands. And I would know. And they're made with your skin in mind. The bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/watcher to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo Watcher at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, why, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/watcher and use the code WATCHER to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/watcher to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
It's been a while since I went to a function with like celebs there. I'm trying to think of the last famo I saw on the street.
Who was your first L.A. celebrity spot?
When I first moved out here, I'm trying to think of like the first one.
I can't remember at all.
Mine was Natalie.
Or you mean
Portman.
Like anywhere?
Whoa, that's a good one.
That's good.
Natalie Portman at Olive and Thyme in Burbank. It was the first. I'd maybe been out here 6 months or something, and I didn't even recognize it was her first. I used to hate salads. I don't know if you guys have been to the Midwest. Midwest sucks at salads. Salads can actually be good. And I hated them until I moved to LA. LA knows
they
how
haven't
to do
cracked
salads.
Them in the Midwest.
No, they have not.
And they're not trying.
No.
I just eat them at Panera Bread. Hey, the salads at Panera Bread, not bad.
Where's Panera Bread from? Matt, where did Panera Bread start?
I could be mistaken.
But they're everywhere.
But I'm pretty sure it started in St. Louis because it was originally called the St. Louis Bread Company.
Really?
Wow. Ding dong.
Wow.
Ding
dong. Look at that. Ring a ding ding.
Yeah.
It's not bad, right?
Sunhead Sills, Missouri.
The rest of the Midwest needs to hop on the Panera train and learn about salads.
I love Panera. Maybe it's gone downhill.
I love Panera.
Do you ever have the Sierra Turkey? I don't know if it's still on menu.
No. I
get
know.
The same thing like every time because I just
Sierra
love
Turkey's
it. They change like a decade, 15 years ago, maybe they changed their noodle soup recipe, and that was devastating for
me.
Do you know about how to steal from them? Huh? I've said this before.
No.
And this works most of the time. You go, you know how you, when you order a meal, they say, do you want bread or an apple? You know?
Yeah.
So you're at the register. Yeah. You want bread or an apple? I would say, oh, I have an apple. Then you go get your meal mm-hmm. and it's usually a different person giving it to you. And you say, apple? I asked, but be sure to pick it up.
Yeah. You got
to
get your germs on it. If you touch it, it's yours rule.
It's an apple. And I don't even know that you have to pick it up. Sometimes they just put it in the bag. You open up the bag and you go, I thought I asked for bread. And they'll be like, oh, sorry about that. And they'll just toss it in there. They're not going to take the apple away.
Wow.
So, yeah. Free apples.
Free.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
By the way, we talked about stealing from restaurants last week.
I did see some feedback on that episode. And someone was like, don't you ever steal pens? Because we bring those in ourselves. And I want to, again, clarify that I said, if it looks like a pen someone brought in, like a Uniball Vision Elite or something, don't take that.
Yeah,
just
I think
take
we,
the brand.
We addressed that during the episode.
I know, but it seems like it bears repeating.
I love a good pen. Oof, it makes me so mad when people steal my pens.
Of course.
Now, I feel like I have to confess this.
What have you done?
You were so adamant.
I was very adamant to not steal from restaurants and not steal from places. And then I was at the People's Choice Award. And
you put
there was
your
a
Lunchable
very bowl,
in Tammy's bag.
A very beautiful bowl.
A
little bowl.
What do you mean a bowl?
There was a bowl. It was really nice.
You stole a bowl?
And I was like, look.
He's a kleptomaniac.
I want a People's Choice bowl.
Wait, did it say People's Choice?
It was not branded.
PCB,
it was just a
baby?
Bowl, probably from CB2 or something.
It was just a bowl.
I do love CB2. Sponsor us.
Like a ramekin or?
It was just like it was a square bowl.
Was there anything in it?
A square bowl.
Square bowl. Can you bring it?
Dope. I'll bring it. I just feel like you're
a sick man.
Where was the event? Because it was probably, it's probably owned by the venue.
Of course, it happens the day after we record the episode about me saying don't steal from restaurants. But it was the People's Choice Award.
I also don't know if you should admit this because they could just say, hey, give us that back.
And I didn't ask for it back, People Magazine.
Because it was probably from a rental company that they rented it from
and have to
pay like L&D for.
Well, let's see.
They had my friend host the show, so
that's true.
They got their value. Said,
so
take
fuck
it up with
Simu,
baby.
Yeah, ask him for the bowl bag.
You make Simu.
Don't do that. Simu's gonna come to me and be like, "What the
bro?
Did you do?"
I think the only time, I don't even know if this would be considered stealing from a restaurant, but in college, I would go. I'd bring my big purse, and my friends would bring their big purses, and we'd go to a little place called the Olive Garden. Mayhaps you have heard of it. And we would just like eat a breadstick, put three in the bag. Put three in the bag. We did it with soup one time. Don't recommend.
How do you soup your bag?
Ziplocs?
Yeah, Ziplocs.
Whoa.
Mine was fine. One of my friends, she did not zip her lock as well as she should have.
Well, the trick then, I feel like, is to just line the whole purse with like a plastic or something, and then
you live and you learn.
Or next get like a camelback, and you ever have a camelback?
Oh,
I'd love to fill
that
one of those
guy
up
in
with
there.
Soup.
Look,
yeah,
this is not sponsored by Air Up, but we did a thing with them a while ago, and I'm obsessed with this thing.
You got a scent on there?
I love it. Yeah, I got the cherry one. And look, here's the thing: I don't know that it particularly makes me feel like I'm drinking cherry water, but I like the scent of the cherry thing. So it's like, I like to smell it, and getting to smell it, the tax is taking a sip of water.
Oh, that's
you know
fun.
What I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
So it works for you.
It works. Not how they intended, but it's working, And justifies the means. Air Up.
I've been to Olive Garden, I think, once or maybe twice in my life.
Really?
I think by the time I had gone there, the breadsticks were so hyped, but I have to wonder, because I found them very lackluster.
Oh, no. Don't hate on Olive Garden.
No. I'm not. I'm saying I think they were overhyped for me, and maybe I just had unreal expectations. That's on me. But is part of the appeal that are they bottomless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, it's endless.
Is that?
Yes.
What people are.
As much bread as you want, my guy.
Yeah.
Because
you go to Olive Garden, you get a soup and salad for $5.
Yeah.
And you just chow down on bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way.
I really like their minestrone. all of their food is pretty subpar, but it also just kind of like hits. It's like pickle chips. I'm like, this grosses me out, but I can't stop eating them.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm never going to go there again.
Last time I went, it was kind of depressing, actually.
In LA?
Up in Burbank.
And, I was going to say Burbank, I assume.
Yeah, Burbank. I went in and there was a huge wait and I was with one of my friends and they're like, how many are you? And we're like, we're two. And, you know, in the lobby, there was an entire wedding party and extended family and the most miserable looking bride I have ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And she's in her wedding gown, you know, and I'm just like, how I want to know the story, you know?
Yeah.
If you hear this, maybe please love, comment hey, maybe on because she did not want to be at
maybe
Olive
she's
Garden.
Having a rough day,
you know.
Did
and
the
if they had
wedding not happen, was the groom there?
The groom was there. Oh, okay, the groom was there. The bride was there. The bridal parties were there. Extended family was there. And like, I don't know if they just rolled up to Olive Garden, being like, "I'm not going to make a reservation for my wedding meal." Huh.
Yeah.
But highly recommend if you are getting married and are eating at Olive Garden to make a reservation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll be stuck sitting in the waiting room. They were there when we arrived and when we left.
Oh, boy. They probably like had a lot of people, too, hour. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You know, I was like, hey, so, you know what I always liked?
Tubbs, what do you like?
Macaroni grill.
Oh, I've never been. I love macaroni.
It's like Olive Garden, but a little bit elevated. They let you draw on the tables there.
Oh, I have had it.
Oh,
yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah,
a draw
yeah.
on the
table. I went
the
there with
place.
My family before we went to see Alien Resurrection. Yeah.
I'm watching all the Alien movies.
Are you?
Roommate. Yeah.
What are you on?
I don't even know, man. I like met the one. What, so I think I did the. Is it, we're watching Alien and Predator.
I just watched Predator this weekend.
Though we kind of watched them a little out of order, I think. We just did the one that was in L.A.
Predator 2.
Two, but I think we watched 3 and maybe 4.
Are you talking about Predators or Aliens?
We've been watching them. So I'm losing track.
Okay,
man.
So Alien 1 is with the Sigourney.
So good. The yeah, best one.
Incredible.
Hands down.
Aliens.
People would argue.
We've seen, I mean, people.
Well,
some people would be wrong.
I agree.
Fight me in the comments.
Alien and Aliens are very different Predator. Films, you know? Aliens is more of a war movie, obviously. Real fun. It's got its own vibe. Alien 3 is the one where they're in the prison planet. Did you get to that one yet? That's the David Fincher one, which he...
No, okay, no, that's... We do have that one next. So okay. We watched Predator...
So you watched Predator,
out of
Predator
order. We've watched Alien vs. Predator, and then the... What's the second Alien vs. Predator one?
I haven't seen all the Alien
vs.
Predators.
That's AVP 2 Requiem.
Yeah, there it is.
Which is terrible.
I think we've watched all of the Predator, then Alien vs. Predator, and now we're on Alien 3. The prison planet one is our next up, I think.
3 and 4 both have a ton of stuff in them. It's really fun. They're generally regarded as, you know, not the
best. I think
best
those are the
series.
Only two I hadn't actually seen before.
Oh, nice.
So that will
are you
be...
going to do the Prometheus and what's the other one?
Covenant.
Yeah, yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, they're fun.
I know I've seen Prometheus. I don't know if I've seen Covenant.
Covenant's really fun.
And then you got Prey coming up and Prey kicks ass.
Prey kicks ass. Oh, I nice. Also like the Nimrod Predators movie.
I it's did like, not like that at all.
No, I think there's some fun stuff in it. It's not like...
That's the one with Adrian Brody?
Yes.
All right.
Not you have a lot going for you.
Did you? Did
how
you
exciting.
Know, did you know that when they were making Predator, they were trying to come up with... the costume sucked. So I think Arnold was like, you got to talk to my friend Stan Winston. And Stan Winston was like on a plane. Jim Cameron was next to him. Because I think they were flying together or something. And Jim Cameron was the one who came up with the
really?
Yeah, the little mandibles.
Oh,
he was
Jimmy
like,
C.
you should do this. And he like sketched it out for him.
Heck yeah.
Would you like another
interesting
fact? Wow,
that's like so iconic.
Fact?
Yeah, what do you got?
Bill Paxton is the only actor to be killed by a Predator, Terminator, and a Xenomorph.
Oh,
wow.
That rules.
R.I.P.
Cool. Anyway, well, that's fun. Those are great films. And we'll check back in with you. In a few weeks, and
yeah, will you pop in and say where you are and what
you
like?
We can
know.
Have a full Predator Alien breakdown with you and discuss the films.
I'll let you know when we start making more progress. My roommate is now basically moved in with her paramour, so our viewing experience has slowed.
What
quite
did you
a
just
bit.
Say? Her
paramour.
What is a paramour?
Her hot
her lover.
Her hot slice.
I did not know that was a word.
Gabe. Paramour.
Isn't that a band?
Oh, whatever. It is, yeah. You yeah. Pray. Yeah.
Oh, paramour. That's a nice Am word. I like it.
Now the more you say it, the no, more I'm like,
no,
it's
no, no, I'm going to start using it. Is it, can it refer to any?
Tammy would
yes,
be
it's
your
a romantic, you know.
Just like a Yalova. Partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to get you the definition before you start swinging it
over. Interesting. Paramour.
Paramour does mean a lover, especially the illicit partner of a married person.
Oh.
So maybe you don't say all that.
The what, illicit?
Because it
could mean like my.
Because Tammy is illicit.
My guma.
Your guma. Yes.
Okay. Are you a loyal viewer?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Like a loyal to your who you're watching something with, or will you just watch ahead without them?
I'm pretty loyal about it, which is annoying because, you know, if I can't depend on my other person to show up, I never get to the end of series. And I also, so this actually kind of finally segues a little bit into my topic.
Let's do it. Let's hit these topics.
Oh my God, I forgot we had to do the topics.
Yeah. I know.
All right, Lizzie's topics.
So yes, my topic is comfort TV shows.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because right now I am rewatching The Walking Dead for like the fifth time.
Oh.
Which I actually don't know that I've ever made it to the end of Walking Dead. But it's like I'll start in the first six seasons or something.
Mm.
I'll just plow through. But I turn it on as it's I have many comfort TV shows and it always starts with like, oh, you know, like I'm multitasking, I need something in the background. I just got a Wooble. You guys gotten any advertisements for those on your Instagram? Huh?
No idea what you're now. Talking about.
What?
They're like little crochet animal things.
Okay.
They're cute.
Wooble?
Wooble.
Let me just say it to my phone. Wooble. And you're me as for Wooble.
You're making these things?
So I was making Matt's one showing. And I was like, oh. Yeah, like this little bunny fella or whatever that is. So I was like, I want something I can kind of have on in the background. So I turned on Walking Dead and now I'm, you know, I'm back in it.
It's a crochet kit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so I am also when my problem is once I get started on one of my comfort shows, all of the other content I am simultaneously consuming sort of gets pushed to the side.
Yeah.
Which is a problem because there's a new season of Love is Blind out.
Sure.
Yeah.
That the show I thought you were gonna bring up for some reason. But I was like, what is coming out right now?
Love is Blind.
Which country are they doing? You mean US?
US.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
And so the past couple seasons I've watched with my buddies Edgar and Harris and this season have brought my friend Elizabeth into the fold, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're both named Elizabeth. We're really gross about it. But anyway, so bless her heart, she cannot not spoil things. And so what we did is we all watched the first episode on our own because one of us had already seen it. And so we're like, okay, we'll watch the first episode. Then we'll get together on Saturday night. We'll watch our two episodes, and then...
What are they dropping? Three a week? Is that how they do it?
I think they dropped six total to begin with, and now I think they're maybe dropping two or three at a time. I'm not sure of the release schedule, but we were like, okay, we'll just watch these two together, and then we'll watch these next three on our own, and then we'll circle back next week and keep going together. And so I was like, don't give me spoilers. Watching The Walking Dead, you know, I'm gonna just don't talk about it. And Elizabeth cannot not text about it, and she kept spoiling things. And I had not watched it because I was watching.
You block her ass.
Yeah, I told her I was going to, and I wouldn't, but I ended up leaving this group chat that I had been in with these three for like 10 years. I was like, I can't.
But you can rejoin, you know?
Can you? It won't give me the option. Do they have to invite me?
I'm not sure.
I restarted a group chat with them after I'd finally caught up. And they were like, where's all of our like previous conversations? And I'm like, you did this.
You did this.
Yeah. Because she would talk about something and then Edgar and Harris would like hop in and talk about it as well. And I'm
so
like,
all your history is just gone now.
Yeah. Devastating. Wow. My history, my years of history with these friends.
Well,
has
they still
been wiped
probably
clean.
Have it somewhere, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just.
I think they can
so
add you
weird.
Back into the old conversation.
I need
I've done
to
this before.
Investigate that.
It's so crazy how now, so weird. Like, for a while when cell phones first were kind of out there, your texts didn't really transfer that well.
Mm-hmm.
But now phones just transfer them all. So like I'll look on my phone and sometimes just out of curiosity, I'll like scroll all the way to the end.
I have like, 16 unread messages and I cannot find them.
Oh, really?
I have scrolled to the bottom of my
It was so
my
crazy
thing.
To see like texts from like close to a decade ago.
It's wild.
Like, wow.
Why doesn't iPhone do the thing where you can sort by unread? That makes me so upset.
The fact that you can now mark your texts as unread, though.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good. That took way too long for them to add that as a feature. Because so frequently I will either accidentally open a text that I just like, I can't respond to this right now. Or I'll see it and I'll be like, I need to respond to this later. And keeping it unread, I'll go back.
There's no way to mark all your stuff as unread, huh?
Not all.
Or as read?
Yeah, you. Yeah, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm looking at it now.
I haven't been able to find it.
So you've just got 16.
I'm losing my mind, man.
Wow.
It just perpetually says you have 16 text messages.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's 16.
Rough.
Hold on. Now I gotta check.
I'd go crazy.
Yeah,
I
don't know what I would do. I might get a new number if I were you.
It's like when I see losing. People who have like thousands of unread emails.
Wait a second. I am curious. How many unread 18. Emails do you have right now in your email?
Currently?
Yeah.
Right now.
How crazy are you?
It says 37.
That's pretty good.
I have four different emails connected to my phone. And between the four of them,
actually.
I have 80 unread.
Okay, so my personal one has 99 plus. I don't know what the number actually is.
You sicken me.
But then, yeah.
That
my,
happens.
My work one, the one where you guys can talk to me, only 16.
Walking Dead. I remember watching like the first season or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I finished it, but does it get bad? I feel like that was a show where like when it came out, similar to like Westworld, there's a lot of shows that come out. People are so excited about them. They seem like, oh, this is a great new show. And then the fact that they just fall so precipitously and become so bad is so fascinating.
Yeah. Which is sad. But you know, I have other comfort shows that like Sister Wives, also horrible by the end.
Sister Wives.
Love it. There's like 19 seasons.
I assume that's unscripted.
Yeah. It's about
it's like a reality show.
Yeah, it's a reality show. TLC, maybe. Actually, it's not TLC anymore. I think they got rid of it.
It's weird that show would be on TLC.
Why?
The Learning Channel?
Yeah.
I guess, you're learning about what it's like to be a sister wife. You know, and maybe learning about maybe why it's not a great idea.
Originally on TLC, they used to just have these hour-long episodes that were essentially like the day in the life of a little person family. And those were so wildly popular that that's how all of their main programming turned to reality TV stuff. Mm.
It's like how MTV is just all ridiculousness.
No
now.
Music.
No, it's all that Rob... what's his name?
Rob Dyrdek's ridiculousness
or whatever. It's like shows just or channels will find like one thing that kind of works, and then they're like, "All right,
this
well,
is our
it's
personality
antithetical
now.
To our entire channel ID."
True TV did that as well.
True TV. What did it start out as?
It was like crime.
It wasn't crime.
It was crime, I think.
Oh, now what is it?
And now it's like comedy and like
really,
yeah. Like Impractical Jokers.
And like
is their
Oxygen
big thing.
Just went full into true crime, and they were like, "We need
Oxygen." Is true crime?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, because it was like a channel for women.
Yes.
And they found that was what sold.
We do love crime.
But then they pivoted because they were like, the name's Oxygen, and it was like, content that will leave you breathless or something like that. I was like, hey, you know what?
Hey, yeah, nice that works. Good for them.
Yeah.
What were any of your two comfort shows?
Oh, yeah. What are your guys' comfort shows? I have derailed this conversation so many times.
I just finished my watch of Sopranos. Matt and I have been talking about Sopranos a lot because did you watch it for the first time?
I had never seen it, and I went through it in October. Yeah.
Mm.
We just finished it on Friday, I think. We started it during the pandemic. I haven't watched it since it first aired.
Which was like, the 90s? Or
it started
97 to 2007?
It started in 97? I thought it started in like 99.
99 to 2007, yeah. Excuse me.
Mm-mm.
It ended in 2007. I was, I think, at a period in my life, a big show rewatcher, but that was mostly with like sitcoms and stuff. But when it comes to like hour-long scripted dramas like that, I'm not really one to go back and rewatch entire series. So this is like one of the first times I've really gone back and done that. Incredible show.
That is really, one of the really, shows really good. That I also was going to watch with my roommate.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't get into it because she was so rarely around that it's like waiting like a month between episodes. And I
don't wait
like,
for someone else.
Just start watching.
And now I'm just kind of, I have this weird resentment towards the show because I want to like it. Everybody's like, Sopranos, baby! I want to hop on the Sopranos.
It's so
baby
crazy
train.
To like, Sarah and I would watch like one or two episodes every couple days or so in the evenings. It's just, it was wild after a while. I was like, we've been doing this pretty consistently. And it's crazy that after every episode, we're like, wow, another great episode. There's not a single bad episode.
They're all very
all
good. Yeah. It's all very, very good.
And just the lead up to the end, which, you know, I won't spoil anything if you may be aware of how it ends.
I don't know.
Oh, great. No, it's just, I was, the ending just, I liked it when I watched it in 2007. And I maintain that it is just one of the greatest. It just fucking rules.
It also, it's interesting that it influences, like, The Walking Dead wouldn't happen without Sopranos.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad wouldn't happen without Sopranos. And you can see Mad Men wouldn't happen without Sopranos. Yeah. Like, literally, the people who worked on those came from Sopranos. But you can, it's very interesting to be like, I have friends who go back and watch, like, The Matrix for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard to watch those things when they get, like, ripped apart and pieces get taken and redone and overdone and everything. Sopranos still holds up.
It really does.
Okay.
It was also interesting when I was watching it because, like, the camera work in it and the cinematography, like, it's not particularly flashy or, because, like, that's the thing with a lot of prestige television now. Like, a lot of very high budget or prestige shows are so slick,
glossy,
a lot of slick camera work. And Sopranos is not very showy. It's kind of, I was like, I think we may have taken some of the wrong lessons.
I completely agree. Oh my God.
The cameras in Breaking Bad where it's like unmotivated and it's like under the table. Or
yeah.
What the hell is that
fun
about?
In like a old sky. Like, yeah, it's like fun to a degree, but I've seen people pinpoint House of Cards as being like the show where because Fincher is just such so much style to his stuff that people just sort of just do that all the time now. And I think that gets in the way of like trying to figure out if a show is good or not, because like stuff can look really good,
yeah,
and but the writing might not be.
Yeah, you know? A lot of Sopranos are just like, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah,
how's this gonna turn
right
into what?
Yeah,
okay,
God.
Anyway, you're making me excited to watch it again.
It was great. It really, I didn't realize this when we started our rewatch, but it is very much a comfort show. The aesthetics
it's
of it are
so
just
comfy
because it's like so early 2000s. It's very, and they live in like a McMansion, but it's nice to look at.
Okay.
And it's funny.
It's extremely,
it's
funny.
Really funny.
Yeah. It's, I can't count how many times they just like, they just constantly have like the characters use words incorrectly. It's very funny.
Maybe I'll put Walking Dead aside and indulge in some Sopranos.
The nice thing about the Sopranos, it's nice to know that you're signing up for a show that never flags in quality and honestly just kind of gets better and better.
Oh, truly.
I find that weirdly intimidating, actually.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so the other show that makes me think of that is Succession.
Yeah.
And like, I've gotten through the first season and a half of Succession, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think it's good, but I'm also, it's also kind of an exhausting show
to
watch.
I get that.
I mean, I guess one specifically is exhausting.
It's not a comfort show.
Okay. I guess also binging it, I could see being extremely exhausting.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love week to week I enjoyed it week to week.
I miss week to week shows.
I know people who were mainlining The Curse, the recent Nathan Fielder show, who were like, oh my God, it's exhausting. I was like, I never felt exhausted. I was just sort of thoroughly entertained by this show. But I think if I had watched it all in one sitting, I'd be like, all right, that's a lot.
That's enough.
Yeah. You know what show is exhausting in one sitting is Severance.
Severance.
I watched it twice.
I needed a big nap.
That's another comfort show for me, maybe.
Severance is a comfort show? Yeah. It's too much for me.
I love it. God, it's so good.
It's great, but it's like running a marathon.
I think you are the
show.
One actually who put me on Severance.
I can't get over that. That finale with just the.
When is Severance 2 coming out? Music.
They're filming it right now.
Oh, they are.
They're releasing the second one. It's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They only have one season.
Yeah. Yes. Have you not watched it, Matt?
No. I remember I talked about Apple TV being like good shows that I'll never watch.
Yeah.
Also, Silo on Apple TV.
I started that.
I'm really into it.
It's nice to talk about television.
Anyway, sorry. We can talk about somebody else's topic now.
We're so close to what we originally started. It's fine.
Yeah.
We didn't get that far off. It was TV.
Great.
What was my topic again? Shopping. This will be quick.
Well, we've previously, I think, talked about shopping malls, right?
We have. I'm talking about the verb.
The verb.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Okay. And I'm sure you're going to answer this anyway, but just a clarifying question. Are we talking groceries? Or are we talking... Hey,
little trinkets.
We're talking
Saturday morning, baby.
That's right. We're talking about what you would get at the mall, what you will get when you're online, what would you get, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Fashion, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have realized that there's nothing in this world that stresses me out more than shopping.
Yeah.
Really? For any, like, it's. Any specific item or just in general?
General shopping.
What? Yeah.
And even in specific items. I think because I have very strong opinions about what I want, but I don't know what they are.
I have been accused of that in my life as well. Yeah.
By your close relationships?
Very fairly, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. And also,
it's like I can see something and say, like, that is... Not
it.
That's no good. I don't care for that. And then sometimes when I'm asked, like, well, can you provide some clarity as to what a good alternative would be? I'd be like, I don't know.
Sure can't.
But I know when I don't like something, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think part of it, too, is spending money stresses me out as well.
Yeah.
So, like, there's that element of it. Like, okay. I know some people have, like... And I don't want to call you out, Lizzie, but we've had this conversation before where you say, like, shopping is one of your de-stressors.
Yeah. And it's a weird cycle because it also financially stresses me out. Yeah. This is my problem. I like shop to de-stress and then I'm like, oh God, I have no money. I'm stressed out. How will I be less stressed if I shop? It's this horrible cycle of, financial downward spiraling. I would like to bring you guys here today to ask for a double in my salary. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So for me, when I go shopping, I just am miserable. I'm a horrible person to shop with.
You're in the boyfriend chair.
I'm in the chair.
So does this, is this when you're looking for stuff for you or is this when Tammy's there?
Myself,
anyone,
my wife, gifts, anything, everything. I want to like shopping.
Yeah.
But also, maybe I'm not built for that life.
What are the habits here? Are you saying it's, and this is for both of you, I'm curious.
Okay.
It's Saturday afternoon. You're at the mall.
Yeah.
Are you at the mall because you're like, I need a new shirt? Or are you at the mall because you're like, I'd like to shop?
I don't really go to the mall unless there's like a specific item. But yeah.
Out shopping in general though.
Is it
goal oriented? Like, I need new shoes. Or are you like, let's roll the dice, spin the wheel, see what I end up with today. I want to spend some money.
Spend some money, baby.
I'm never saying
I
that.
never want to spend money. But I do frequently, and yeah. It's a problem. The blessing and the curse is that I don't need anything right now, but that's not going to stop me from going to spend money.
Yeah.
It's not great. I'm pretty good about not just mindlessly spending money if I find myself at a mall or wherever. My problem is Instagram.
Nasty algorithm.
That algorithm.
You can delete that app.
I bookmark so many of those old things. I'm like, look at this.
Problem.
This one's for ladies, but I could wear that. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Instagram will show me some gorgeous color blocked sweatshirt, and I'll be like, oh, hello. Let's check out that little number, and it's for toddlers.
Oh, devastation.
Instagram knows that I like toddler
kids. Maybe it's the puppet
baby chic
outfit that you were buying early on.
No. My issues come from online shopping, and I'm never really looking to spend money. But let me tell you, there's some really good President's Day sales out.
Oh yeah.
And Brooklinen,
yeah.
Sponsor us. Yeah. Give me some free stuff.
Oh, Brooklinen.
They have some of these waffle bath towels that I am salivating for. Oh. I opened the Brooklinen website.
If you're not watching the video, Lizzie is salivating right now.
She is.
It's uncomfortable.
Swallow.
Are you also a returner too? Because that part stresses me out too. My wife will just buy 10 rugs.
No, I'm a returner.
And then she'll try them all on the floor, and then she'll return 9 or 10 of them.
Yeah, I'm a returner most of the time. What stresses me out, though, is I have a UPS drop box near me, which is nice. And there's a FedEx and a Walgreens that's walkable distance, and USPS is walkable distance.
You got it all.
But if the UPS box does not fit in the return box, it's sitting there for weeks, right? I have one sitting up in my kitchen right now that needs to be returned. And I'm getting close to if it's not returned by this time, it's yours.
I've heard some statistic. I could be wrong about this. I just want people to do their own research.
Okay.
That some returned goods, a lot of them don't get resold or something, or a portion of them. I saw someone recently making the point, don't rely on returns as much. And I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I like the comfort of knowing with clothes that I can return them if they don't fit. I generally know my sizes. That's the only stressor that really comes from clothes for me. That's why shoes I find to be the most stressful things to buy.
Oh, those are the easiest.
No, really?
No, those are the hardest.
Oh,
well,
no,
I get that thing
shopping.
Where you're at the store and you're trying some shoes and you're like, how long are you going to walk around a department store for wearing shoes,
live your best life. They give you permission. Prince prance all around
that
place.
2.5 hours walking around the
just
same
try
20,
some trotting, like, some skipping.
But then you do that thing where you're like, I don't know, they feel tight. And the shoe person at Nordstrom will be like, well, they'll wear in. And you're like, but what if they don't?
Yeah. No, I get that. I probably buy enough shoes that I know if they're going
you buy a lot more shoes.
Yeah, you're just an
clothes,
expert.
Clothes shopping stresses me out. Just because I'm so, my appendages are so long, it's so difficult for me to find pants and sweatshirts that fit. So I have a lot of oversized stuff because otherwise even these are tall and they're halfway up my shin. So there's a few brands that I buy so much of because I know they're long enough for me.
You have the Shaq problem.
I have the Shaq problem.
Shaq has to have everything custom made for him because his feet are size 20 or something like that. And
you reach out to his people.
Yeah.
Great. Shaq's people, if you're watching this, please comment below. We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Well, last thing I'll say about shopping is I am very impressed by people who are good at shopping. And also people whose love language is gift giving. I will never get along with somebody. I won't get along, but I will never...
You'll growl at him like a dog.
I think part of my love language is not gift giving in any. It's
my love language is not gift giving. It's not giving gifts.
I don't give.
I withhold gifts.
And that's how we love. But I think, and it's hard for me to receive a gift and be like, "Wow, you care about me." It's like time and whatever touch and all the other ones, right? Like,
yeah.
But no, it's very impressive that people can like, oh, I have a birthday coming up. I'm going to buy this gift for this person. And they already know right away. It's like, how do you have that skill?
It's so impressive.
I'm also just like constantly, I feel like I get so in my head about gifts. And then, I mean, I'm with this, like, I'm this way with like creative stuff too. I spend so much time sort of mulling it over that then, you know, it's time to execute. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But with gifts, like, and a good example is like when the first pandemic Christmas was going on, Sarah and I, with my brother who lives in LA, we all did stockings for Christmas, which isn't something I've done in a very long time. But we were like, well, we're stuck in LA. Why don't we, you know, we all tested for COVID. It was the first time we really were able to, you know, have a little holiday together in LA. So we did stockings as a fun little thing. And, we've done it since then, and every year I'm always like, what do I get for these?
Terry's and chocolate orange, always a banger.
I do love a chocolate orange. But I don't think like sock, Sarah baby. And my brother like chocolate oranges, but they did get me one this year because they know them. I love them.
Both of them. Get out of there.
But the but I always like, I do that thing where I get gifts for people and then I see what gifts other people are giving and I'm like, oh, those are so much better. Those are better
100%.
Ideas. And they're thinking outside the box in good ways. I'm like, I didn't think you could give that for a gift.
Yeah. I hate gift giving. Unless I stumble upon something that I'm like, it's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going on the hunt, thinking of gifts, I can't do it. I'm so bad.
I've Googled gift giving guides like a million. All the guides online, horrible, garbage. By the way.
Bad.
Horrible.
Someone's got it. That's a good idea. A website that's good.
Yeah, somebody out there.
Or if you know
website
one,
that's good.
Put it in the comments because I want to know. I hate, like, my dad is one of the hardest people to shop for because if he wants something, he just buys it every time.
That's difficult too because as an adult, it's not, you know,
different.
I was broke for a lot of my 20s. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time not buying the things that I wanted. And now that I'm older and can afford, you know, if I'm like, oh, there's this little thing, maybe I'll buy that. I generally do.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard. And like anyone who just has the money and like the desire to purchase things they want, buying gifts for them is freaking difficult. And these dad lists, but best lists for or best gifts for your dad.
It was so like, it's like here's a passport
some
holder,
knives, some whiskey glasses,
the ember mug.
Yeah. I'm like,
I love the ember mug. Mine broke,
got
but
this stuff, seems you know, nice but like worked. Better versions of it.
Ember, send us some mugs.
Didn't you trash Ember Mug on this podcast?
I think you disparaged it. Well, I trust you've improved them. Send us
for
some
our
mug.
Previous conversation.
I'd love to have a perpetually hot mug next to me right now, but Ember didn't send us any.
Devastating.
Well, it's shopping for you.
Shopping. It's, you know, it's fun. I love, you know, I like the thought of it. I like being out at a place. You know, maybe the only time I truly, truly enjoy shopping is like when I'm on vacation.
Because
you're, it's sort of like, well, whatever I buy, it's going to be a nice memory.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like the, it's like calories don't count. I can spend money and I'm on vacation. So it's like, it's fake money.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Yes. Vacation math.
Yeah. Vacation math.
I mean, this has been pointed out in comments before, but all of my topics are just me learning how to be a human.
So, hey, that's funny.
Hey, shopping, somebody out there, teach me how to shop.
It's so funny. Before, so just, Stephen called me like half an hour before this podcast was happening. He was like, Ryan's sick, can you come in? I was like, sure. Matt comes in and he's like, do you know what's going on with the podcast? And I was like, give me the rundown. And he's like, come in with a topic, you know, chain pick something small like pencils. And I don't remember what he said about Ryan, but he's like, Steven picked something he wants to complain about. So, well, It's true.
And it does cement so my position more as the Larry David of this podcast. I feel like I have started leaning more and more into that identity as I've grown older. I feel like I am becoming the what he is and what he represents in pop culture.
Yeah.
Look, everybody likes complaining about things.
So you define it as me complaining about stuff here.
No, I said that.
I think I said what has been stressing you out.
I said complaining. And he was like,
I'm always stressed. I'm always, you know, you can't find me not stressed, though.
Have you used this? Sorry.
What is that?
People often ask about that.
In Omega Mart, I also bought this exact same one. It's sitting on my desk.
Well, you can draw attention to it now because people have seen that on the set for a very long time.
It's a really good stress ball.
Who got this for us?
I bought that when we were in Vegas for Ghost Files.
Oh.
It's from the Omega Mart.
It's so
good. What are they called? Happles.
Happles, because they're happy apples.
They're happy apples. They have they're little apples. You squeeze them. They have little faces on them.
They have some of the goodest stress ball squish. Most stress balls are so hard that it's just, it stresses me out more because I can't squeeze it because I'm weak and sad. But the Happles,
they've got a great feel to them. You can buy these on their website, I think. If anybody really wants these, they're it's through Meow Wolf has
I'm gonna get some.
Heard of them.
I had a stress ball and it broke.
And
that's
got
how
hard.
Stressful I am.
It exploded.
Or stressed I am. Yeah, I broke a stress ball in like less than a week. That's a bad sign.
Get back in your home.
Do you guys lay in bed and just think stressful thoughts? I know Ryan does. I love him being here because it helps.
Yeah. No, I do all the time.
Yeah.
So then I turn on a comfort show.
Mm. And shop.
And shop.
So that's shopping.
A delight.
On to PJs.
Pajamas.
Not the private jet.
One of those.
I bought some pajamas recently.
Tell us about them.
Well, you know, it's been a real wet winter here in LA.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talking about like,
wetness,
whoa.
Pajamas.
Wet and chilly, very chilly.
Yes.
It's been a time to be slothful and slug-like in our abodes. And I do that thing. I think this goes back to shopping and me saying that like I spend a long time dragging my feet on stuff. But when it comes to like shoes, other things, but like I need a handheld vacuum right now. And I've just been researching ones for like a month or two. And I'm like, I should just pull the trigger on one of these. But I realized recently, I just have not, you know, I have like two pairs of pajama pants that are like 10 years old. And I was like, I should buy some new pajama pants.
Do you wear those two sets every night, though? Or
two sets?
Or two... You usually have two pairs of pants.
I don't wear both of them at the same time.
He layers
up. But you switch off between them, and like you're not sleeping in like... Like, I slept in probably this last night, you know?
Yeah.
What?
Slept in?
Really?
You slept in and then
That's
wore it
so
to work?
Hot.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, so what I'll do is many times I'll just sleep. I'll take a shower at night. I'll sleep in whatever.
I used to be such a
I'm
night shower
in.
Guy.
No, then I'll get up and I'll be wearing the same pants that I wore at night. Oftentimes a shirt I can't wear because it's like a giant shirt or something.
Yeah.
But pants I'll keep.
I can't believe you wear sweatpants to bed.
Well,
I would die. I would overheat and perish.
Sorry, I'm completely sorry. Commandeering your topic
no, it's
here.
It's fine.
I sleep like an insane person. I always go to bed fully clothed, sweatshirt,
shoes,
sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt, shirt, not shoes because I'm not insane.
Hat, scarf, mittens.
But I have socks on, sweatpants.
Socks on.
You gotta take the socks off.
And then when I go to bed, I'm great. And then as I get warmer, I just slowly peel things off. So yeah, so the socks will come off first, and then the sweatpants will come off, and then the sweater will come off. Sometimes the shirt will come off.
When
Depends.
You say sweater, you mean just like a sweatshirt?
Like something like, not this, but like a sweatshirt. Yeah.
Respectfully disgust me.
It's pretty weird.
How can you wear sweatpants and sweatshirt to bed? How cold is your home?
They'll come off slowly, though, if I get hot. And usually, 90% of the time,
this is why you're not
off.
Sleeping well.
This is
because
why
you have to keep waking
well.
Up to take off clothes.
No. It happens in the span of like 10 minutes. This is like a 10-minute process.
How often?
Go to bed in normal
Have you tried doing that all at the top of it?
No, that's insane. I can't do that. You need to slowly transition into the night.
You're sick. You're a sicko.
It sounds like you're slowly transitioning into the morning.
You're a masochist. This is painful.
So, like, it does drive Tammy insane because in the morning, it'll just be a pile of clothing at the bottom of the bed.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I also
am shook that socks are the first thing to go. My body's overheating. Buy socks.
Yeah.
Like, the smallest piece of fabric that you could lose. Is the first one to go.
So you guys are just like fully ready when you're in bed and you're sleeping like
that. Yeah. I will say I've turned right. into a sock wearing person in bed. I used to shame them and
they
now
recommend
I'm like,
that.
Through the winter.
Yeah, in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess
I think your feet actually stay well, I don't know. I guess it depends what kind of sheets you're working with.
I have horrible circulation in my hands and feet. We actually this past weekend I went to the California Science Center with some friends And they had
the
a
tour guide told you
the tour guide.
Did you go? No, never mind.
What?
What's at the California Science Center?
So they have this a wing. It's called like ecosystems or something. And there's one that's a desert ecosystem. And in there they have oh my God, I can't think of any words today. What's the heat camera?
Infrared.
One of those IR. Two.
You talking about predator or like a predator vision?
Yeah. And so, you know.
Did you show up blue on the camera?
My hands did. All my friends, we were all waving at the camera and my hand was invisible because it was all blue.
Oh my God.
So funny. I have freezing hands, like fingers and toes all the time.
Yeah.
So I've turned into a socks for bed person, but never. Ever would I wear a sweatshirt and sweatpants to bed?
Wait, okay. Well, I run cold too, but okay. I mean, so I your pajamas, too. your.
Well, I'm talking. My pajamas too are before bed when it's like, you know, it's cozy time, it's comfy time. I'm putting on my pajama pants.
But you look like the bananas in pajamas, like those type of pajamas.
Well, no. So it was usually just pajama pants, and then, you know, I've got some like nice comfy shirts that I'll wear that are generally designated as these are my bedtime t-shirts.
But not like a collared.
I never do the collared pajama top. But what I did recently is I did buy. So I bought two new pairs of pajama pants because I'm in flannel mode right now, big time flannel mode. And I bought from the Vermont Flannel Company. I bought a long pajama shirt. It's almost like a Henley. It's not like a button up, you know, like pajama shirt. They're flannel. I really like it, but they also sell one that's a long shirt. And I was really, really tempted.
Like
it's a bit
Henley
Moo-moo. Yes, it's a bit Moo-moo-like. And I was really, really tempted to go in on that. Look up Vermont Flannel Company.
Yeah, let me see this thing. Long I kind of want in on this.
You're talking like Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's very Scrooge-coated.
Are you sleeping in that?
No.
How does this work?
I tend to
what
just...
What are pajamas for?
Now that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think at a certain threshold in the evening, and this is not true of every night, because a lot of nights I'll be in my jeans until like 11 p.m. or something, but until bedtime.
Oh, you wear jeans inside your own home?
I do. I'm
thank you. I'm we like talked that. About this.
Yeah. Really?
No, I'm very comfortable in like jeans.
I love
I'm,
that. I wish I was.
For me to go into... like my comfy clothes, that has to be like wind it's comfy down. Time. Because if I feel too, there's something too slothful about just wallowing around like a nasty pig.
Oh, I love that. I love it. The nastier, the better.
Part of that came from the pandemic when we were working from home a lot, where I was like, if I wear pajama pants during the day when we're working on stuff, then suddenly if I have them on at night when it's relaxing time, it takes away the joy of them.
I get that.
Because I was wearing them during the day when I was stressing about stuff and working on a bunch of stuff. So I was very strict about my delineations of when I would allow myself to wear something.
Yeah, but there's a in between pajamas and jeans. There's like a
what?
Like a chino.
A chino. No, that's 6 p.m. It's chino time.
I just wear them.
3 hour chino
pants.
Block.
I just wear chinos all the time because they're comfy. Because I feel like I'm wearing pants. But I'm also not like.
I see the value chinos? Of chinos.
Huh?
Are they stretchy or something? How are they so comfortable? My chinos are feel like I'm wearing like
chinos are a little
cardboard.
Chinos don't have a lot of give.
They don't.
Depending on the.
Actually, jeans have more give than chinos to me.
I don't know. I'm cutting myself out of this. Is this the shirt you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
it. That. Oh, nice.
Look at
I'm
that.
I'm not getting that
We're
one.
Looking at the
that
Vermont flannel. What's it called? Vermont flannel.
Long night shirt.
Long night shirt.
If you get it, report back.
I think that would go down to about my knees.
Let me know if, your long flannel pants are good. I've never
They're
been
really
able...
good. I got them from Land's End.
I've never been able to have long pajama bottoms because they're never women's sizes are too short for me. And it drives me nuts. They're like in the middle of the night before I even get into bed, my pants are like,
yeah, that's no fun. I'm very happy with them. The thing that remains that I'd like to look, I just used to really love flannel sheets. Flannel sheets are incredible.
That was warm.
They are warm, but the thing is, in Illinois, they were great because my room used to be above the garage, which was always very cold.
Yeah.
And then in LA, our current unit is better because we have heating and air conditioning in it. But my old apartment used to just, you know, they don't build places with like insulation in LA. They don't think about it. So a lot of buildings in LA are very, very, like if it goes down to 40 at night, our, you know, apartment will be like 50 in the morning. That's chilly.
It is.
It is cold. It's been cold recently.
And I love it. And that's why I'm on my journey right now.
I have two chimneys in my house.
Are they functional?
Fully functional.
I didn't know you had two. Where's the second one?
Pretty great. One's in my bedroom.
Nice.
Gas or wood? I would assume it's gas.
It's gas, but it makes my room very cold because it's basically an open duct to my room.
Yeah.
It's freezing. And that's why I wear socks, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got a guy. In olden times, I wonder how this would, you know, where they used to like heat up a bunch of water and put it underneath the bed, or they would put.
Do I do that?
I don't think it was. I think it was coals in a pot that they would like.
It's a water
slide.
Bottle, right?
Yeah, they're like a bottle. Yeah,
to keep the bed warm. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what I wanted to say about pajamas, really, but I got some, and I hope they're good.
Report back. You know,
you inspired me to get some. I do want to
go get some.
Yeah,
we should do a pajama episode.
Pajamasode?
I didn't say that.
Come in pajamas.
You should have.
Yeah. A slumber party.
Can you schedule that for the next time Ryan is ill? If we have budget, I want to be there.
Budget in the podcast.
We don't. I'll tell you right now.
Okay. How long is that nightshirt?
$78.
That's $78?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say I'd buy it for the episode, but.
All three of you can share.
That's true. Long. I bet that would go down to my knees at least.
One way to find out. Mm-hmm. We could return it.
You could return it.
Well, I think that's going to do it for this week. Lizzie, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Great to chat with you as always.
Good times.
If you're listening to this and you're enjoying it, don't forget to subscribe, like, review the show. All of these things help us in many ways.
And tell your friends.
Yeah.
Tell your parents. Tell your grandparents. And your kids.
All your extended friends. Relations and their...
Tell your neighbors.
And tell them to tell their neighbors.
Do you bring your laptop over? You're like, hey, check out Pod Watcher.
Yeah.
Just open it on their devices and let it run.
Oh.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
Have a safe day.
Yes, please have a safe day.
Adios.